Now, for this song, you will need a thumb pick, and we'll be using two, sometimes even three fingers in our right hand for picking strings. Before we actually start learning the song, though, I want us to work on a technique that we will need throughout this song. And the best way to actually practice this technique is to use a capo and borrow the entire seventh fret. Now, later on, when we learn the song, we will actually use our finger to do this. But this way, our left hand won't get tired while our right hand is working out on this new technique that I want us to learn in order to pull this song off. So take your capo and borrow the entire seventh fret of the guitar. Now here's what the technique will sound like. Now to do this, I'm creating a false harmonic with my index finger and the thumb pick in the right hand. My third finger, however, is playing individual strings by themselves. What happens is I'm going to play the fourth string by itself, and I'm playing this right near where the neck and sound hole meet. That way my index finger can play the false harmonic 12 frets higher than the 7th fret. So that'll put you on the 19th fret. And the way that I'm doing that is my index finger is touching the 6th string, 19th fret, and actually the fret wire on the right hand side. We're not pushing down, we're just lightly touching it, and then the thumb pick plucks the string to give us the harmonic. So the fourth string is a non-harmonic. Our third finger plays that. Then we'll play the sixth string as a harmonic. Then we'll take our third finger down a string to the third string and do it there. And then we'll play the harmonic on the fifth string. So our right hand is just moving down towards the floor, going fourth string, six, third, five, second, four, one, three. Then practice moving back. We'll go third string harmonic, first string playing with the third finger in the right hand plucking that, fourth string harmonic, second string playing, fifth string harmonic, third string playing, sixth string harmonic, fourth string playing. And work with that over and over again while you're working on the rest of this arrangement, because by the time you get that technique down, you'll be ready to use it. But we won't need it right away when we start learning the song. So now let's jump in there and start learning this patriotic medley.